One right way. The category of, quote, one right way, end quote, is defined as, quote, the belief there is one right way to do things, connected to the belief in an objective perfect that is both attainable and desirable for everyone, connected to the belief that I am qualified to know what the perfect right way is for myself and others, end quote. This category includes the subcategories of paternalism, perfectionism, objectivity, and qualified. Paternalism. Paternalism is defined as, quote, an action that limits a person's or group's liberty or autonomy and is intended to promote their own good. Paternalism can imply that the behavior is against or regardless of the will of a person, or also that the behavior expresses an attitude of superiority. Those who hold power, control decision-making, and define things, parentheses, standards, perfection, one way, close parentheses, end quote. How it manifests. Interviewees discussed how issues of accessibility, communication, and transparency prevent members and non-members from being able to make significant changes that might benefit marginalized members and their clients. Many noted that most committee decisions, such as bylaws and other changes, are made without consulting music therapists in the region. Members and non-members must accept that only those chosen to serve on committees can make changes in regards to MAR-ANTA. In addition, marginalized members reported that they feel their intersectional identities and lived experiences are ignored by the executive board of the MAR-ANTA, as well as within the ANTA. These lived experiences are often only, quote, heard, end quote, when a more privileged person, such as a cishet white male in an academic position, parrots what a marginalized person has communicated. Many also noted that committees present work to either the MAR Executive Board or the ANTA Executive Board, and recommendations are ignored, as those in power on the executive boards override committee research, work, and recommendations. Interviewees note that those who serve in the highest positions hold all of the power for change, as well as define how this change can occur. Interviewees also noted that the power in the MAR Executive Board is defined within a hierarchy, although most people within power denied their own power within the hierarchy. Many interviewees specifically named being uncomfortable with the hierarchical structure of the MAR Executive Board, including within the Executive Board, between committees and the Executive Board, between members and the Executive Board, and between non-members and members. Finally, many interviewees believed that their experiences and journeys represented the norm. Consequences. Many interviewees stated that they were uninterested in serving or even being involved with the MAR Executive Board because of the rigid hierarchy and decision-making processes. Several noted leaving the organization or even the field due to harm endured as a result of these processes. Interviewees were also hesitant or fearful to criticize those who were perceived to hold power. Many who have served on committees or the executive board feel exhausted from the lack of progress. Many named wanting to quit because nothing gets done, and people perceived as having less power aren't heard. Other options. Board members can work on developing the ability to notice defensiveness in action, especially in regards to believing one way is the right way, or that the way things have always been done is the only way to do things. Board members can allow space to consider different paths that may be less harmful or increase equity. Trainings and continued engagement with educational resources may help board members begin to understand that their experiences are not everyone's experiences. clarity is needed around how the executive board positions, committees, and members, non-members, fall within the hierarchy of decision-making. Finally, executive board and committee members should work to avoid making decisions for individuals who are not present and should support stakeholders at all levels of power as opposed to favoring those higher within the hierarchy. Perfectionism. Perfectionism is defined as, quote, the conditioned belief and attitude that we can determine whether others are showing up as perfect and demand or expect that they do so. White supremacy culture uses perfectionism to preserve power and the status quo, end quote. How it manifests. Many interviewees noted how long it takes for the MAR executive board to make decisions, particularly when marginalized members and non-members bring requests forward. They noted how the MAR executive board focuses on utilizing perfect language and procedure, and in doing so, miss ample opportunity to support communities within the region. The interviewees noted how things must be, quote, perfect, end quote, and follow procedure when issues of equity and diversity arise, but that this commitment to perfection is not always present with other issues. This focus on perfection was noted by several interviewees as being used as a weapon against change and progress. Many interviewees noted a fear of not performing perfectly in board positions. Many noted the incongruence of serving within a volunteer position and upholding expectations of perfection. This expectation is both implicit and unspoken, as well as maintained by expectations communicated by membership via emails and social media posts. The culture of perfectionism is evident not only on the MAR executive board, but within the region itself, as members expect a Eurocentric perfection from all board members. Consequences. Perfectionism can create rigidity, feed into fear, and cause immobilization. Mistakes or imperfect progress are weaponized, which slows progress further. Those who are perceived to be closer to perfect by white organizational standards inherently hold more power. Those with executive functioning or other disabilities are oppressed when perfectionism is held as an implicit standard. People who volunteer their time to serve are at risk of experiencing a variety of mental health symptoms as a result of not attaining the standard of perfection. Additionally, working relationships are bound to be strained when perfection is not met. Other options. The executive board may learn to call each other in when they notice colleagues adhering to an implied perfectionism standard. Perfectionism should be named. The executive board can offer grace and appreciation for work and efforts. A transformation towards becoming a learning community is needed, where the expectation is that mistakes will be made and mistakes are opportunities for growth. Creating a culture of inquiry so that we may together examine, quote, mistakes, end quote, and the supposed, quote, right way, end quote. The executive board can solicit and integrate feedback from stakeholders to learn how to do better moving forward. Members can work on accepting decisions made as a group, even if it wasn't one particular individual's preferred method of moving forward. Objectivity. Objectivity is defined as the belief that there is a thing such as being objective or neutral, the belief that emotions are inherently destructive, irrational, and should not play a role in decision-making or group process, end quote. How it manifests. Interviewees noted that many board members weaponize, quote, rational, end quote, or, quote, logical, end quote, structures, such as Robert's Rules of Order or policy slash procedure, to maintain power and sway decision-making processes. Many interviewees also noted that to be taken seriously, they must speak in a specific, professional, neutral, and objective manner. Interviewees also noted the lengths taken to avoid being considered, quote, hysterical, end quote, quote, aggressive, end quote, or, quote, emotional, end quote, as they knew it would be held against them when decisions were made. Marginalized interviewees who have been harmed by oppressive acts and structures of the MAR-AMTA noted that they were not allowed to express their hurt or anger without retaliation, while it is common for cishet white women to express emotion without consequence. Consequences. Marginalized members and non-members must code switch to be taken seriously by a historically white board. Lived and contextualized experiences are understood as secondary when compared to parliamentarian procedures and other supposed objective sources of knowledge. Emotional experiences are wrapped in logical and professional language and weaponized to maintain the status quo and interrupt change processes. These acts perpetuate white Eurocentric professionalism and language and procedure, leaving little room for non-white, abled, and highly educated ways of being, thinking, and knowing. Other options. The executive board needs to begin to recognize that members can't possibly understand all communities' ways of thinking, being, and knowing, and that a, quote, rational, end quote, way of knowing is just one way of being. The executive board can work on naming when members are falling into the trap of objectivity and utilizing rational, logical, or objective language to maintain a status quo. The executive board can begin to model acceptance of emotional ways of knowing by naming harm, anger, and other emotional experiences. Qualified. This is defined by, quote, middle and owning class white people, formally educated, who are taught by the culture that they are qualified and even duty bound to fix, save, and set straight the world, end quote. The idea that who is in charge is qualified to make decisions for entire groups of people. How it manifests. Interviewees almost unanimously discussed being asked to run or being appointed for their position because they knew someone already in power. Most interviewees also noted that those in power already hold power, whether through publications, academic positions, already having served for an extended amount of time, or by existing in the, quote, right, end quote, circle of people. Interviewees noted that the executive board cycles through the same core people, as there is an assumption that if you have served before, you are qualified to continue doing so. Additionally, several interviewees noted the preference of higher degrees to bachelor's-trained music therapists. The MAR-AMTA and AMTA uphold hierarchical power structures, where those in higher positions are deemed to be better qualified to make decisions and to do so without consulting literature or stakeholders. Thus, a very small number of people make decisions for hundreds to thousands of music therapists. Several interviewees noted while the MAR executive board claims to be, quote, progressive, end quote, we uphold hierarchical power dynamics. This strengthens the myth of qualification as a method for decision-making processes and maintains the, quote, unqualified, end quote, as those who do not serve on the executive board or in committees. Many interviewees considered knowledge about specific positions or procedures slash bylaws to be indicative of qualification. Yet most of those who have served did not come into their positions with knowledge of the positions. Formalized knowledge is considered more valuable than lived and contextualized experiences. Consequences. Working with inner circles in this way decreases inclusive and equitable practices, especially when it comes to the MAR Executive Board being representative of multiple lived experiences. Valuing assumed qualifications, which favors those who sit in multiple privileged identities, leaves out potential candidates and ignores feedback from those who have racialized and other marginalized experiences. Assumptions and preferences of assumed qualification inherently prioritize the highly educated, parentheses, who, quote, know, end quote, the best slash most, close parentheses, the abled, parentheses, who, quote, think, quote, the best, close parentheses, well-resourced, parentheses, will get things done in a, quote, timely, end quote, manner, close parentheses, and are the most well-connected, parentheses, to white privileged circles, close parentheses. In addition, this leads to gatekeeping within the organization, which can and does lead to nepotism. Other options. Marginalized members interviewed often discussed going outside of the hierarchies when seeking input about their positions, mainly seeking input from the community. Many interviewees also noted struggling with maintaining the hierarchy. Many noted that they did not want to perpetuate the hierarchical structures by reaching, quote, upward, end quote, in the hierarchy for answers. Instead, reaching, quote, downward, end quote, or, quote, laterally, end quote, is an alternative, where members of the executive board can reach out to others in similar positions or to members and non-members for input. Executive board members can begin to name when colleagues are speaking in terms of assumed and Eurocentric, quote, qualifications, end quote, as well as begin to overtly value lived experience as a form of knowledge and qualification.